Good evening. The show begins tonight in China, assessing what to make of the meeting over the last few days between the president and the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party. Mixed opinions everywhere around the world. Strikingly, it did not appear to favor one side or the other. Each leader remembered what he wanted to say and said it, and in the readouts, there weren't contests. There were parallel events. Xi Jinping wanted to talk about Taiwan, and the President of the United States wanted to talk about trade, wanted to talk about doing business. In any event, it came to naught. China's not going to move on the Straits of Hormuz. The U.S. is not going to move away from Taiwan. That is the general assessment of my colleagues I spoke with tonight. About a matter of red lines. Taiwan is said to be a red line, according to the People's Republic of China. My friend Gordon Chang says China has no red lines. This is pretension on their part. They have no economy either, if you tell the facts. It's in decline, not likely to be reversed because they haven't got anything but the export model that failed them the first time. Haven't got real estate, haven't got the consumer, haven't got high-end technology. They have imitative technology. There are other stories, but China dominates the scene always whenever it comes up. The oil story, price of gasoline, price of diesel, higher and higher, worldwide. There's no easy solution to it as long as Tehran is permitted to say that they control the Straits of Hormuz. And that is the case. We don't know what comes next because there's no battle plan that anybody shared with the American people, despite the fact that the power of the United States derives from the American people, not from its leaders. Leaders must consult. And right now, it's a puzzle if they're consulting or whether they have nothing to say because there is no plan. Unknown. That's what happens when they don't talk. You can assume anything. There are other stories. I follow the story of one particular island, Taiwan, from its beginning. The indigenous people there, the colonization by Portugal and Spain, the bumpy history through the Qing dynasty, the abuse the people of Taiwan suffered over the years by invaders from the outside. And then the civil war in China during and after the Second World War. And Chiang Kai-shek, who fought to defeat the Japanese and the Chinese Communist Party that did not, tangled in. Chiang Kai-shek retreated to Taiwan as a bastion to relaunch himself, but it never happened. Taiwan remained pretty much a dictatorship until 1987, is now a democracy that practices keen legislative votes and has raised a lot of money to defend itself. And that took some conversation today, but there's no hesitation on Taiwan's part. Air defense and drone technology, all manner of technology. China wants to talk its way into owning Taiwan, not to have to fight its way in. I understand that. Wise. Disrupting the world with a fight over Taiwan would not be in China's self-interest, as disrupting the world over Ukraine is not in Russia's self-interest. Conversation with my friend Anatoly Zak, who runs the Russian space web, about the new Russian boosters. Soyuz 5, tested successfully. It's about the equivalent of Falcon 9. And the Angara 1.2, it's a very lightweight version of what can be Angara 5, with boosters added around the central core. Angara 5 is not tested successfully yet, but they're working on it. They also have been testing or getting ready to test the new ICBM Sarmat that they've upgraded. They call it the Satan rocket. It's to deliver a nuclear weapon. It's not for space exploration. In any event, Roscosmos is suddenly showing a burst of energy and a lot of new cash coming in. Good for them. David and I enjoyed talking to Anatoly at Hotel Mars. I had a conversation with my friend Mary Kissel about the State Department, how the State Department conducts itself when it's dealing with the Chinese, who are apparently presumptive and condescending and very haughty. and how it deals with the Cuban situation. Mary grew up in Florida, so she's surrounded by people in exile from their own country, Cuba. Everybody's looking for Cuba to make a dramatic change. The announcement came from Washington that Raul Castro, 94 years old, has been indicted for the murder of protesters flying unarmed planes in 1996. Is this leverage to change the direction of the island? I do not know. In any event, it's in negotiation for Cuba to turn away from Russia, to turn away from China, and allow people who grew up there, who have family there, to return, and for it to move towards a democracy. And the man who is responsible for the junta and for the abuse of the Cuban people must face justice in some fashion. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.